cliffcentral.com. Future CEOs on cliffcentral.com.
That was supposed to be a...
What happened
there? That was supposed to be a sting.
I was like, I didn't see anyone's mouth moving.
Anyway, we did get the sting going, thank heavens. All right.
We're in a great space.
We are. And then there's a nice energy here in studio.
Energy.
What are we doing this half hour? So last half hour was fantastic. Myra, she's a businesswoman of note, it seems, huh? But let's slow things a little bit down. Why? Because, well, we're talking about sabbaticals. When you were saying off air, Phoebe, that you think you have to go on a sabbatical.
And I hope Cliff Central will pay for it.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen.
We'll discuss whether that is what it's all about or not.
Practical or not. And I think that's what we're talking about today. The practicalities of sabbaticals, how we plan for it, what it means to our careers.
And actually what it is.
What it is, but then also how to financially prepare for it. And so we've got some great guests here in studio. Who should we start with?
The Rose.
Okay, the Rose. Rose, welcome. Welcome here to... No, Henry, I'm afraid you're not the Rose.
I'm wearing a pink shirt and everything.
You are trying hard. But you're not the Rose today. Wasima, welcome. You're no stranger to future CEOs in the studio here. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Please just quickly tell everyone who hasn't heard of you or heard you on the show who you are and why we should be listening to you.
You know, I love that platform because it gives me free airtime. My name is Wasima Selekisho. I'm a pastor. I'm a mother of four. And on the professional side, I'm a headhunter. I'm one of the partners and a shareholder at a company called Talent Africa. And we are a member of an international company called Signium. And gradually we'll be moving towards becoming Signium fully without using the word Talent.
It's going to be a change.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
and we love it. We're waiting for it. We're excited about it. Talent Africa is not a recruitment company. We are a headhunting company. We focus on placing executives. We're not looking, or we are not in a business of people that are looking for jobs. We are in a business of people that are excited about what they're doing, and we go and interrupt their programs and headhunt them. So we sell jobs to executives, which is why I'm so excited about talking about this subject of sabbatical.
Well, it's welcome. It's great to have you.
We always love having you here. You know this.
And all of you who are listening, you'll hear the preacher come out in just a moment. It does happen. Henry, welcome to the studio. We haven't had you here before. Please tell us who you are. Tell all of our listeners who you are as well, please.
Well, firstly, it's wonderful to be here for a first time. I'm the head of wealth development at Old Mutual Wealth. So bizarre as it sounds, nobody really knows what that is. One of the things we found...
Is that intentional, by the way?
Well, yes. then I don't have to do too much admin. How did you know? Well, one of the things we found over the last 10 or 20 years is how people think about money has started shifting, and how people think about meaningful financial advice has started shifting. Because at the end of the day, money is a tool to do a job. It's a means to an end. You know, and if you don't know how you want to use that to allow you to live the most meaningful life you can, you're missing the point altogether. So my work and focus is in working with financial advisors and financial advisory businesses to help them understand how you can make financial advice and financial planning as meaningful and rewarding as possible.
So this idea of sabbaticals, there is meaning there. We were doing a little bit of research and quite a lot of reading off air. And a sabbatical has quite a lot of value, pros and cons, but there is meaning in it, isn't there?
Absolutely. Well, I'll ask a simple question. Who here would not like to go on a sabbatical? and a sabbatical, everybody is sort of nodding. Yeah? A sabbatical is not just about taking a glorified holiday. You know, the bottom line is, if we look at the work environment today, there are a couple of dynamics in play that have forced us to think differently about how we use our time. Firstly, if we look at the rapidly evolving job market, I'm sitting next to a headhunter. Many of the jobs she'll be recruiting for 5 or 10 years down the line probably don't exist today. So what we want to do and how we want to do that needs to be reviewed and reconsidered more often now than ever before. That's sort of the one dynamic. The other dynamic is the fact that the concept of wealth has become a little bit skewed in modern society. community. Mm. You know, nowadays, more than ever...
I like where this is going.
Well, I think Masima's going to kick me once I start sort of talking about executives in a second or two. But
I like listening to you because as you're talking, I'm thinking I might have a job for him.
I knew it was happening.
You know this place.
Okay, in that case, are we done? Anyway, so if we look at the concept of wealth, you know, today executives are earning more than they've ever earned before. I mean, if you look at some CEO salaries, they're absolutely ridiculous. Mm. But also, people are working more hours than they've ever worked before. Mm. And the thing about wealth conceptually is money without time is essentially meaningless.
Yep. Correct. You know,
so the tool without the opportunity to use it is, again, useless, right?
Absolutely. You're 100% right. And a lot of that, I guess, is probably fueled by generational thinking. You know, we had the baby boomers for so many years, and they love to work. You know, work is everything. So, you know, if you want to make it rewarding, just pay people more. Mm. But if you look at, you know, the Gen Xers and the millennials coming through, for us, you know, we work to live. You know, there's something else there. And we're starting to find for the first time that it's no longer necessarily enough to pay somebody more to keep them loyal to their job. Mm. What you need to start thinking about is also giving people time. Mm. And a sabbatical is a critical component in terms of strategizing around that.
I don't think we've ever heard this on the show before. Part of your remuneration package is going to be time. I'm going to give you time to go and search for meaning. I'm going to go give you time to
develop a skill.
To look at new technologies. Because that's really what we're actually saying here, aren't we? Well, from an investment perspective, if you are a boss, that's what you're doing. You're giving them time to be able to go and do some of these things.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And the thing is, if you look at, for example, the 100 best companies to work for in the States, 19 of them, so it's almost 1 in 5 of the top 100 companies to work for in the States, already have sabbaticals built into their remuneration packages for sort of senior level management and executives past that point. So if I'm going to manage a business today, there are a couple of questions I need to ask. Firstly, how do I keep somebody on for longer than the 2 years that they're probably going to sign up for? What do I give them in return? Share options is probably not enough. Mm. And secondly, you know, once somebody has been in my business for 2 or 3 or 4 years, they kind of will get stuck in a rut. You know, you get stuck in terms of what you're doing. You get stuck in the detail. Your thinking is no longer as fresh.
Yep.
And it's much cheaper for me to lose a resource for 2 or 3 months, allow them to go out, refocus, re-energize themselves, and bring them back into my business than it is to go and recruit somebody else off scratch. Mm. And I set myself back
and
1 or 2 years.
And teaching them all those tools and skills all over again from scratch.
Mm. Absolutely.
Mama Mosima, bring it in.
I think let's just take a few steps backwards. Someone who's listening is wondering, what is sabbatical?
Mm. Yeah, good point.
What is the difference between being on sabbatical and taking leave? Mm. And maybe we need to take it from there. Yes. The word sabbatical comes from the religion word Sabbath, which means rest.
Mm. Preach now, it.
Go.
It comes from the word Sabbath, which means rest. Mm. So quite a lot of executives, when they finish from varsity, it's more about wanting to make a name for themselves. So they work and work and work. By the time they get to executive level, the energy is gone. Because you take a job, it takes you, or it gives you maybe 20 days leave or 30 days leave, annual leave. That is not enough. And a lot of times, even when they're on leave, they still work. They still want to monitor their money. They still want to monitor their stuff. So it's not properly to rest. So by the time they're up to here with everything, they realize that I need time out. And unfortunately, in South Africa, we don't have sabbatical factored into people's packages. So my advice is for a lot of executives to say, from day one when you start working, plan towards taking time off. Because the time 90% of the companies are not going to pay for. Because I'm not going to lose my money to pay you to go and find yourself.
Well, you see, I guess that there's a business case. There's a potential business case. And if we can build the business case, and perhaps we must try and build it here, then there's a good reason to send people on sabbaticals. And then you will invest that time. I was just looking online here, and the first thing, if take a sabbatical in South Africa, that's what I Googled, and it says, South African media billionaire takes innovation sabbatical. There's a potential business case there,
isn't
there?
It's true. But now, I'm glad you're picking on someone that did that, and we all know. The previous the CEO of Media 24, he took sabbatical and it benefited him because he took the time, which is what I was coming to say, if you're taking a sabbatical and your company is saying, maybe instead of just going home to stay, would rather take you for an MBA course.
Exactly.
But if that is not the path you wanted, it doesn't matter. After the 2 years, you'll come back, you'll still be exhausted. So a sabbatical has to be something that comes from in you to say, this is what I want to do. I'm not sure, but an idea that I have, it's this. So it has to be a decision that you take, not emotionally. Because quite a number of people, and I've seen a lot of executives, you're so tired. You're not even planned. You don't even have enough money to sustain you for 4 months. And then you decide that you are a high flyer. Every headhunter wants you. Boom, you resign. You stay home for 3 months. So you tour for the first month. You realize the money is not enough. You come back. Your wife is not used to having you at home. You start irritating your wife. And then the next thing, you start pushing back into the job market. And at that time, because you're under pressure, you don't sell well in
the
job market.
You're not doing your best.
So a sabbatical has to be taken with the proper reasoning so that when you leave, you have a proper plan of what you're going to do. If what you're going to do is to tour, sit back and say, I can't go and tour into places where I'm not going to benefit anything towards what I want to do when I come back. Because when you come back, I want to have a clear record when I interview you to say, you took time out for 6 months or for a year. How is it going to benefit the next person that is going to hire you? Because a lot of times, or in South Africa, when people go on sabbatical, if it's not for educational purposes or for anything that has been agreed by the company, you have to resign. And then you have to come back into the job market.
So, sorry, to the both of you. So the question lies with me. Does your employer financially support a sabbatical, or do you have to do your own financial planning? As you said, Mosimo, what happens between boss and executive?
The employer that supports sabbatical in South Africa are universities.
Okay.
And that is more for academic broadening of their professors. So professors would take out sabbatical and the universities would support them. But normal companies don't. And solely because they would say, unless if you make an agreement with them, and then it's basically money that you'd put aside. And then maybe an agreement to say, when I come back, I'll have my job back.
Henry?
Well, there are a couple of dynamics around that. Firstly, you're quite right. Universities at the moment are great at that. But my first job I took as a wealth manager 20 years ago, the business already had
20? You look so young.
It's horrible. It's the utter absence of hair on my face. I do have eyebrows for the listeners that are sort of tempted to search your channels now. The financial services company I worked for 20 years ago already did sabbaticals once every 5 years. And the bottom line is, as we've seen with so many issues in the human capital space worldwide at the moment, the dynamics are changing rapidly. Yeah, so firstly, it's great if your employer is prepared to give you a sabbatical or pay for parts of a sabbatical. And a sabbatical doesn't have to be a year or 2 years. It can be 2 months. It can be 3 months. You can do it from the 1st of December to the 1st of February.
Which is why you define the purpose, as Mosimo was saying, so that we can then define the period.
Absolutely. And that's such an important point, and I hope we come back to that later on. Yeah, the reality is, if I'm going to look at conceptually taking a sabbatical, many of us, and it's a sign of the times, have got more accumulated leave than we know what to do with. Yeah, and it's sort of use it or lose it. So if you've got 20 or 30 days, yeah, that already is what divided with that 6 weeks. Yeah, so it's pretty easy to do that. And you can take the rest unpaid. You know, if you negotiate with your employer, can I take 2-3 weeks off? If you are valuable enough to your employer, and if they're open-minded enough, they in principle should be fairly happy to make that happen. I think one of the other questions and challenges around that, though, is we've all got this fear inside of us. What if I leave my job for 3 months and they realize they don't need me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good point.
Yeah, so, and it's human to have that concern.
Yeah,
it's human to have that fear.
What does Gareth actually do on the show?
which one? anyway, so the bottom line is,
sure, we can do it on our own.
You need to answer that question. And if I'm worried about that, if I have an understanding employer, at least the conversation I want to have sitting down with them is to say, look, I want to take a 3 month sabbatical for the sake of argument. I've got accumulated leave for X. I'm prepared to take Y unpaid. Is that something you'd prepare to entertain? And if you're important to the business, you know, you may be very surprised to find that they would be quite open to that. And if you can just organize for one or two people to stand in for you in their stead, as you will when they go on leave, that's fine. You know, it diminishes that risk.
Henry, you're the finance wealth guy here. I mean, you really, out of all of us, I think you will know how to answer this question. How many people, and this is the question, I beg your pardon, how many people are actually prepared financially to be able to take a sabbatical right now, do you think? Maybe you've got some research.
Well, I haven't got research on me, but if we look at the principle, it's a little bit like asking how many people are prepared to financially prepared to go on holiday for a month right now.
Yep.
Well, not nearly as many as there will be in December. So looking at being financially prepared to take a sabbatical rests on a number of questions we need to ask ourselves. Firstly, the first question is, what do I want to do when I'm going to go on my sabbatical? Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be a 3-month, 5-star holiday in Dubai and the most expensive cities in the world. In fact, you'll probably miss the point. So be very clear on what is it that I want to do. And you may find that backpacking across Asia or living in a sort of flat on the beach somewhere for 2 or 3 months is much cheaper than you would pay for a 3-week holiday abroad. So financially, I think we put ourselves off the concept of a sabbatical before we apply our minds to what it is that we want to do. And very often, taking a sabbatical is not going to be much more expensive than going on an overseas holiday.
And the thing is, I went into Asia for a while, and I think we paid about $5 per night that we stayed there. $5 is a very, very small amount of money but we were roughing it and backpacking. But the point is that people think, okay, you're going to go out there, you're going to pay a fortune. We didn't pay a fortune. It was quite manageable. We just used our time differently from maybe the traditional sabbatical that we're talking about here.
What we also need to understand is that being on sabbatical doesn't mean you have to go overseas. All what it means is that you're taking time off the hectic job that you've been doing. I'm going to just give you a very, very practical example. I was a director in a listed company, and I just got tired, and I said, I want to do something of my own, and I need to decide what I want to do. And I started planning it, and I resigned. I stayed for 6 months, and for the 6 months, I never traveled overseas because I've been before. I traveled around to places that were giving me quite time for me to be able to start my own company. 6 months later, I had my company registered. I had a proper planning of what I wanted to do without pressure from anyone. So a sabbatical is supposed to be used to benefit you. Hence, I'm saying when you take it, it shouldn't be pressure from your company to say, go and study, because it's not going to bring what you wanted it to do for you. So it has to be something that comes from in you, to say, I want to take it for this purpose. You might come back and say, I really love my job. I realized when I was on sabbatical. So it's just a time to free your mind from your hectic daily activity.
I want to pick up on that point. What is so incredibly important about a sabbatical, and Musima, I think you summarized those 2 points extremely well, is firstly, the purpose of a sabbatical is to allow you to step away from the noise so you can find some clarity and sort of refocus yourself on what's truly important to you. And what our research has shown us, the things that are truly important to us, meaningful relationships, having a sense of purpose, feeling like you're doing something worthwhile, you're effecting meaningful change
in
the world around you.
And personal growth.
Personal growth, absolutely. And having rewarding experience. So those are the sorts of things you want to think about. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I'm not clear on exactly what the answer in my life is to any one of those three things, taking the time and the space to think about them may well end up being one of the most important things that you do.
Absolutely.
So a question I would ask myself if I'm thinking about taking a sabbatical before I take it would be, well, let's say I take a 3-month sabbatical. 3 months from now, how would I know if it worked?
Good question.
What are the sort of questions I'd be able to answer? What are the sort of things I'd like to be clear on? And once you understand that, then you can start thinking, well, what sort of environment, what sort of experience would allow me to focus on those sorts of things? And then you can start planning something meaningful.
I like that. I like the idea of reverse engineering it.
I also like that a lot.
Because all of that then answers everything else from a values perspective, what you want from a very practical perspective, what you need for finances as well. I've got a quick finance point here. In your words, I think it says don't ever, I'm paraphrasing, but don't ever let a sabbatical or this kind of thing be at the expense of any kind of long-term savings or retirement funds. Don't use those kinds of funds to fund what almost may be a bit of a holiday, bit of a rest period.
Yeah, that's such an important point. And as South Africans in particular, we're very, very bad when it comes to our financial discipline in accessing our retirement savings. So a couple of ground rules here. Firstly, don't touch your long-term retirement savings. Secondly, if you want to set money aside in the short term, you'd be surprised around how quickly you can do that. So if I'm going to take a sabbatical, let's say it's 3 months, I want to know that I'll be able to pay for my normal monthly expenses, you know, my bond, my water and lights, all those sorts of things, whether I be at home or elsewhere. So have I got enough money for that? Then have I got enough money for the travel and accommodation that I want to do? And if it means, you know, and again, you know, if we can plan for a holiday over 12 months to go overseas, I'll probably be able to save similarly, forget about the holiday, to save similarly over a period of 12 to 24 months. You know, if the concept of taking a sabbatical at the end of this year or the end of next year is alien to you and you're worried about the money, well, you know, you probably find it's not nearly as tough. And if you find the things you want to do are too expensive, then go back to what I want to achieve out of my sabbatical and what else can I do that's maybe cheaper that would allow me to achieve the same thing.
Mama Mosi, my last advice to those who are thinking about taking sabbatical.
And I'm going to ask, because we're under a little bit of time pressure here, it has moved very, very quickly. 10 seconds, please, 10 seconds.
That's fine. My advice is that before you take a sabbatical, sit back and ask yourself, why do I need a sabbatical? So that when you take it, you use it for the right things. And if you know that your plan is to go back to the job market, you need to be able to do things that are relevant and that keep you updated of what is happening in the job market.
Yeah, use it. Use it. Use it as a real opportunity. Henry, a final word?
Be clear on what you want to do. Understand what it's going to cost. Save for that accordingly. And if it means that you have to work while you're on sabbatical, as long as you're doing something completely different, that's also okay.
You can work on sabbatical. Interesting. Has it been demystified for you, Luby?
Once again, I am so clear on what I want to do, and I do need a sabbatical. I need to go develop skills.
Well, just not yet. We've just started.
And not all future CEOs, eh? What a great hour.
It has been a great hour. Thank you for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.